Eureka Springs never lacks for artistic activity. Look almost anywhere, at any time, and creativity is happening. And beginning tomorrow, look down. The inaugural Eureka Springs Chalk Art Festival will launch tomorrow in downtown Eureka. And the organizer of the event, Jay Bender, recently came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to explain what we'll see. He first became acquainted with chalk art at a similar festival in Florida, then created his own work in a driveway. He brought an example of the template he used to create his 12-foot by 19-foot replica of Eureka's Flatiron building. It was a distorted photo that he had placed over a grid. Jay says this weekend's canvas will be a familiar spot.
It will be between the courthouse and the trolley station downtown on Main Street. I think it's 22 South Main Street, in a part of the parking area there to the right of the courthouse.
That's roughly a flat surface, as flat as you can get in Eureka, after all.
Yeah.
And I mean,
as far as it goes in Eureka Springs, right. It doesn't get a lot flatter.
So this is going to be chalk art that will have dimensions to it, that will have depth. How does that happen?
By design.
Right.
And it takes time and effort on the part of the artist. Craig Thomas, who is a nationally known chalk artist that we've brought to town to give some workshops, says he thinks it is the most difficult art form there is, partly because of the challenges of drawing on pavement. You're down on your knees. And also because of the challenges of drawing what's known as anamorphic art, designed to be viewed from the side as the pavement recedes away from you. So you have to lay it out, and fortunately, I'm skilled in Photoshop. You bring what image you're going to work with into Photoshop, and you distort it so that you have a guide to use as you draw it on the pavement.
That you then have to create in this sort of distorted way while you're on your hands and knees very close to it. Your eyes are pretty close to the pavement. But you want me to see it when I'm walking by.
Right.
In a different way than you can see it, kind of, when you're producing it.
So if you hold this paper like this,
mm-hmm,
and pretend you're looking at it, and I'm holding the picture
flat, yeah,
and Kyle's kind of at a very sharp angle to it. So if you look at it that way, you can things sort of foreshorten, and the building doesn't look nearly as tall from that angle as it would if you held it perpendicular,
right,
to your viewing angle.
So how often, if you're, and you have created now chalk art?
I have. That's my first piece.
Okay.
It was overly ambitious. I won't be doing anything nearly that ambitious this coming weekend, but.
So 19 feet by 12 feet, how long did it take?
Every bit of 3 days.
Okay.
10, 12-hour days for 3 days.
Did you get sore?
I did.
How often did you have to, if you were working on a very specific block, very close to it, then step back and make sure that it was getting the effect that you wanted?
Every time my knees needed a break.
Okay. What will we be seeing May 17, 18, 19, and 20? We'll be seeing the creation as well as the created effects.
It is very much a performance piece. It's intended for the public to see the artists while they're working on it and then hopefully return Saturday evening to see the completed works. And most of us visit with the public as they come by and tell them what's going on and sort of explain it a little bit. Craig Thomas, our featured artist, will be giving two workshops, one at noon and one at 6 p.m. on Thursday, in the hopes that some of you out there in the listening public will be stirred to pick up some of the chalk that we will have there for you and create a piece yourself.
Is the chalk you use chalk? The chalk that I would find, or is there special artist chalk?
The chalk that I used on this first piece was $2.97 a box Walmart chalk.
Okay.
That's not the best chalk out there.
I'm guessing not, yes.
But it's not as expensive as some of the really nice chalk. Koss makes a good chalk, and there are a few other brands.
You don't have to spoil if you don't want to. Do you know what you're doing this weekend?
I will probably do a sinkhole.
Now,
so watch out and don't fall in.
Now, in that parking lot, I mean, that's very appropriate. There have been some problems there.
It kind of is. There may be some pipes and broken pipes down in the hole. Who knows?
How many artists will be working there?
Well, I have tried to convince, I thought this would be perfect for Eureka Springs, which is why I wanted to organize the Eureka Springs Chalk Art Festival. Mm-hmm. But doing it during May.
The Festival of the Arts?
Every artist you contact says, during May? Are you kidding me? I have enough on my plate during the month of May. So there will be me and Craig Thomas, the national mm-hmm. artist from Cape Girardeau. And hopefully there's a gal from the DeVito's restaurant who may do a piece. And I'm hoping that some of you out there in Radio Land say, this sounds like it's really cool. I want to try this. So come on down Thursday at noon or Thursday at 6 p.m. or anytime during the weekend. And there will be space for you to do your first chalk art piece.
All right. Now, you get done Saturday night. You've had enough time. It's a masterpiece. This is the most realistic sinkhole artistically represented we've ever seen. And then Monday morning, here comes a cloudburst, and it washes away. Are you prepared for that?
It's all good. I've taken pictures before the rain came.
Okay.
The piece that I sent you pictures of that I did in the neighbor's driveway in Florida mm-hmm. got rained on. It's gone, but I still have the pictures.
Jay Bender is organizing the Eureka Springs Chalk Art Festival that begins tomorrow in downtown Eureka. You can learn more and sign up to create your own work through the Eureka Springs Chalk Art Festival Facebook page.